It is with considerable pleasure and appreciation that I again voice my welcome to all of you as we honor and commend those being recognized as graduates and honorees in the program of the day. As many of us will emphasize in these exercises today and tomorrow, the achievements we celebrate are not solo acts. That is, virtually no one being honored has been able to reach the heights of accomplishment alone. Therefore, we commend spouses, children, parents, friends, mentors, teachers, advisors, and all others who have contributed to the remarkable attainments we acknowledge in these ceremonies. Today, we are especially honored to have as our presiding authority and commencement speaker, Elder L. Tom Perry of the 12. Virtually all here know him well, and we are grateful that he and Sister Perry are with us as two of the most avid and loyal supporters of Brigham Young University. I hope all of you heard Elder Perry's general conference address earlier this month. I advise you to read it again in the Ensign in the coming May edition or listen again online. I will not say more except to commend it to you and confess that his assessment about the increasing casualness in our society today about the Ten Commandments brought to mind a favorite commencement address given 26 years ago next month at Duke University by Ted Koppel. He was a very popular news anchor on ABC for many years before most of you graduates were born. Time does not permit me to share most of what he said, but I would like to share parts of his message that are still extremely relevant for all of us today. Quote, "We have spent 5,000 years as a race of rational human beings searching for truth and moral absolutes. In the place of truth, we have discovered facts. For moral absolutes, we have substituted moral ambiguity. We now communicate with everyone and say absolutely nothing. Our society finds truth too strong a medicine to jest undiluted. In its purest form, truth is not a polite tap on the shoulder. It is a hallowing reproach. What Moses brought down from Mount Sinai were not the Ten Suggestions. They are commandments. Are, not were," emphasized Mr. Koppel. "The sheer brilliance of the Ten Commandments is that they codify in a handful of words acceptable human behavior, not just for then or now, but for all time. Said he, language evolves. Power shifts from one nation to another. Messages are transmitted with the speed of light. Man erases one frontier after another, and yet we and our behavior and the commandments which govern that behavior remain the same. What a huge gaping void there would be in our informational flow and in our entertainment without the routine violation of the sixth commandment, thou shalt not murder, or on violations of the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery." Mr. Koppel continues with energy and conviction, said he, "Relevant, of course the commandments are relevant. Simply because we use different terms and tools, the eighth commandment is still relevant to various financial scandals in the world. The commandments don't get bogged down in methodology, simple to the point. Thou shalt not steal. Watch television interviews and keep the ninth commandment in mind, thou shalt not bear false witness. When you think about it, it's curious, isn't it? We've changed in almost all things, where we live, how we eat, communicate, travel, and yet in our moral and immoral behavior, we are fundamentally unchanged. Maimonides and Jesus summed it up in almost identical words. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So much for our obligations toward our fellow man. That is what the last five commandments are about." And then he goes on to say this, "The first five are more complex in that they deal with figures of moral authority. The fifth commandment requires us to honor our father and mother, which brings me to the first and in this day and age probably the most controversial of the commandments, since it requires that we believe in the existence of a supreme God. The second, third, and fourth commandments prohibit the worship of any other gods, forbids that his name be taken in vain, and requires that we set aside one day in seven to rest and worship him." Close quote. Well, Ted Koppel said even more than the extensive words that I've just related to you. I was impressed when I first read his talk these many years ago after hearing on the news that he had said that, quote, "the Ten Commandments were not the Ten Suggestions." Even in 1987, it took considerable courage to say what he said on that impressive but largely secular campus. Today, if not possible, his words ring even more relevant and important. As so many of you complete this wonderful phase of your BYU experience, We hope and expect that you will always remember the most important things that you have learned or solidified in your time here. God does live and loves us as the eternal Father He is. Jesus Christ is our Savior and Redeemer, and His effectuation of the atonement makes all things possible for those who fully take upon themselves His name, make and keep sacred covenants, and do their very best to keep and obey the commandments. Like Ted Koppel, I remind you that those things of greatest worth are not suggestions, but requirements to meet the full potential of a BYU graduate. I invoke the blessings of heaven upon you, your families, and in all that you do as you go forth to serve, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.